This is a Sports Fusion podcast production. SF is a comprehensive sports show that is built for the regular everyday fan. I focus on the NFL, NBA, MLB, and throw in some NHL. My NFL fantasy football tips are on point. Predictions, tips, picks, and barbershop banter. I am Jay Rich, and this is Sports Fusion. Today. Looky, looky here, Ohtani goes. The Angels spend nothing. Most of the fan base freaks out, but the Ron Washington staff gets to work without a doubt. Changing a baseball culture from within bodes well in Anaheim as a good start give the youth the proper airtime. Sports Fusion Angel Podcast Series continues next, right here on Sports Fusion. In the way-too-early report card, Ohtani's game looks to have taken a leap. Leadership, improved defense, and a loud bat looks like he is the catcher to keep. Soriano's splinker combo looks like the top of a rotation profile after fans preach rebuild then get upset when Blake Snell's following gets super hostile. Let's get after the roster. Let's go. Let's face it, after the Ohtani departure, the Angels fan base freaked out as they have been spending and putting Band-Aids on things for about a decade now. And so Minicino has obviously chosen to go the other direction with the owner. And the early dividends are starting to show themselves here for the Angels. If you think that the MLB and spending is the only way to succeed, well, you didn't watch Arizona last year, and you certainly haven't been watching or paying attention early this season. The Kansas City Royals are 20th in spending. They're 11-6. The Tigers spend nothing except for on Baez, who's hitting .149, and they're 22nd in spending. Milwaukee's 10-5 and 23rd in spending, and the Pirates are second last in spending and are off to a hot 11-6 record so far this year. The Angels are 13th, and a lot of it is obviously Ohtani from years and years of being in the top five of spending and top five in attendance, of course. But a different approach because Minicino had kind of set the program up to get these guys that are 2 and 3 years in of professional baseball and give them the keys. Some of them even younger than that who happen to be struggling. We'll talk about that in a second. On the other end of the spectrum, the Mets, who are number one in spending, are 8-8. The Astros are 6-12. They're in the top five. The Blue Jays are 8th overall and not a very happy fan base over there as they've gone 9-8 to start. And the Giants are 10th and have a 7-10 record. Spending is not the answer. Arizona has proved it. Tampa has proved it for a solid 10 years now. And so here we go with the Angels taking on a new approach with management that is starting to show some reward. You can't have it both ways. Either you spend big on free agent Band-Aids, or you give the keys to your young core. We'll talk about the young core here real quickly. A breakout has obviously happened with Soriano, who has gone back and forth between Pittsburgh and obviously the Angels with a couple arm injuries early on in his career. But that splinker, split sinker combo is legitimate. The upper 90s two-seam is legitimate. The curve is nasty. The slider in the low 90s is definitely a repeatable delivery. And he's athletic. He certainly has filled out. You figure he's going to take a position in the starting rotation, and it was only a matter of time when they stretched him out in spring training. Now, what did they do with that starting pitching, considering that Ohtani was gone? They didn't spend on Snell. They didn't spend on Montgomery. And they went ahead and filled the back end of the bullpen. Well, they were hoping on a rebound year from Tyler Anderson, and it certainly has a legitimate doable contract, we'll call it, and he's gotten off to a good start at .98 whip. Then they figure they'll slide Soriano in there as soon as one of the original five kind of fall off. And of course, with Silseth's injury, that made perfect sense to drop him in there. He kind of feels like a second or third starter on a solid team. Griffin Canning, who had a breakout season last year and had a 2,700 spin on his slider recorded last year, has certainly struggled so far, but it's certainly got the ability, or was given the ability, to repeat this year. He's off to a slow start, so there's some upside there. And Sandoval's just a complete mystery. He has the stuff. He has a nice three-pitch mix, but is inconsistent. And so, considering he's an inning eater, he was going to be penciled in there as a fourth or fifth starter either way. Now, Detmers, who I complained about, or spoke on, not complained about, a very young lefty with power stuff, the 10th overall pick 3 years ago, looks like he's maybe set for a breakout season. His whip early here is .81. Looking at his advanced analytics, as you know, I take that approach in baseball and some of it in the football, in the NFL coverage I go for with. His fastball, he's using 10% more of the time. His changeup, he's using 8%. Check that, 8% more of the time. So essentially, 18% is sticking with different pitches. I always complained, especially when Gooby mentioned the slider, that he was overusing the slider and underusing the curve. So he proved us both wrong by completely changing the makeup of the way he's approaching hitters, because the curveball is also down 5%. So the slider's down 12%, the curveball's down 5%, and that's made up with a fastball change combo. That's resulted in outside of the strike zone swings that's up 6% and getting some soft contact. So that change-up fastball combo has turned into outside of the zone swing and misses at plus 6% and outside of the zone soft contact at plus 9%. So it's working. And we've always said, hey, listen, Detmers has top of the rotation stuff. If Detmers can combine with Anderson, who is a legitimate two from 2 years ago, and Soriano can turn the corner before our eyes, we may have something there. Obviously, Canning, Sandoval, and Silseth, who will be back in a couple weeks, will be competing for those 4, 5, and 6 spots in the rotation. Not too bad, considering they didn't go out and spend $30 million on Snell, who has struggled early. And, of course, Montgomery hasn't even seen the mound for Arizona up to this point. That brings us to the pen, which is pretty much set from last year, with Estevez having another good start here and Matt Moore and the evolution of Simber. Simber had a couple good seasons. In 2018, he had a 1.08 whip. In 2021, he had a 1.10 whip. And between a couple teams in 2022, he had a 1.12 whip. Considering they pretty much got him for free because he got lit up last year, that was a big signing for Manincian. And super big, considering they were going to move Soriano to the starting rotation. And that Stevenson, the only place that they spent any money, looks like he could be on the shelf for a while. He's tried a couple times to come back, and that's just a disaster for the GM on that one. And then, of course, with giving the regulars, the Angels' young core, the keys in the field, they also were hoping that Joyce would come back to that bullpen and figure it out. He's getting torched in the minors, and the young kid who's touched 100 and 102 miles an hour just can't figure out that secondary pitch and having a hard time repeating his delivery. Garcia, kind of knew what you were getting out of that old veteran, and he's going to be kind of your fourth or fifth guy in the bullpen that could close out, because he's been in those big moments before on that second day when the bullpen has been used up. And Fulmer has kind of recouped his career here with Anaheim and off to a good start, being a nice little middle relief guy or an early guy if the starter gets in trouble. Strickland and others are pretty much just there in regards to eating innings and when they are in losses. And so they'll have to try to get better and try to figure out a scenario that replaces Stevenson. And we'll talk about the minor leagues in a minute. Considering they're getting top of the rotation starts, and obviously the back of the bullpen has led to this 500 start for the Angels. And after the Ohtani debacle, I feel that that is a serviceable start here for the Angels. We're going to say that the offense has been showing signs. It's good to have a Rendon healthy after a 0-21 start. He's hitting well over 400. When it comes to a major league lineup, you're always trying to group four or five guys that are elite, or at least in some organizations, very, very positive on the side of WAR. And the Angels are right around there and hovering around there. Now, once again, early on, Washington is kind of learning his own personnel. You got to like the culture that he's building for sure. But it looks like Taylor Ward could be set for a breakout. And maybe Ohapi, as I mentioned there in the opening, could be set for a breakout as well. And so you see a grouping around Mike Trout, who seems to be healthy and obviously off to a good power start. It's good to see Mike kind of take the reins of the franchise over again. Now, I think the X factor in all that is Drury's been off to a slow start. He's been a pretty solid performer for the last 4 years, no matter where he's been. And then, of course, a healthy Rendon, if he could get on base. You're seeing a nice grouping of four or five guys that can make this offense turn the corner. Renjifo, the most understated utility guy in the major leagues, can play some outfield, he can play third, short, and a little bit of second. And with Schonewell completely struggling and Neto having a hard time finding his offense at short, I think Renjifo playing some spot starts at shortstop and giving Neto the day off, who's there for his defense at this point and just to figure it out. But the big problem is at first base, and Schonewell may have to go back to the minors and kind of figure it out from there. And that would mean Renjifo could play some second base, and then Drury can go over to first. So Nose looked really good at third base, and he could probably play a little first base. And just like they had to do last year when Walsh fell apart at the major league level for the Angels, they may have to piece it together at first base until Schonewell can find himself. The one thing I've always said about Schonewell is that I like that he can take a pitch. That lets him drive the ball when he does get a pitch, and it also keeps his on base high, even if his batting average isn't. Now, Sano, that I mentioned a little earlier, has had some big power years. The guy is in optimum shape and has showed some signs this year and has been getting some bad ball luck with his 100 exit velocity at times, 110. But his exit velocity in 2019 when he hit 35 was 94.4. So the fact that he's averaging 100 exit velocity right now is a real good sign. And obviously they're using the DH as kind of between the infield and the outfield, giving some spot starts. As far as right field is concerned, I think the Hicks experiment was kind of Wash saying, hey, listen, I know this guy in the second half last year helped the Orioles turn it around and had a plus 800 OPS, but the guy has never averaged that. Considering he was free for the Angels, it was worth a roll of the dice here in the first 3 weeks to see if he could just carry on from last year's second half. But at the end of it, the Angels have given the keys to Neto. They've given the keys to Ohapi, Schonewell, and now some of the young starters. It's just time to let Odell play right field. His defense is really shored up. And if you closed your eyes and woke up 6 months later and Odell played every day, you got to figure he's going to hit 270 and drive the ball 25 home runs and 25 doubles. And I think the time has arrived for Odell to get the keys. He's the guy with the ceiling. He's the guy with the upside that you could play in right, whereas Moniak or Hicks would be just kind of piecing it together. Moniak, to me, feels like a perfect fourth outfielder that plays against righties. And then, of course, you could go with Hicks against lefties when you're trying to give a guy a day off or there's an injury. So the lineup, like I said, when you're trying to group four or five guys, is there. Ohapi's down in the lineup, but you see Wash kind of messing with the lineup every single day. And so really, it could be a surprise year for the Angels if Soriano breaks out and everybody can stay healthy. That's a big if, but we'll see if they can stay healthy at this point. Got to be pretty happy with the second place start here after 18 games, especially with the way Texas went out and spent. And you heard me complain about the Nevin culture last year quite often and the underachieving of a pretty good roster last year. And so I feel the dead opposite is going on here with Washington. These old school managers used to preach positivity and growth. And with these young guys, it's really nice to see Washington and the new coaching staff work with them, as there was no depression around not spending. Although Mike Trout did come out and say something about, hey, we could use a couple more guys. That spending could still happen in about 60 games when the deadline hits. So if the Angels can survive the next 40 to 50 games, then maybe they do get some help here at the deadline and start spending. They're still not getting big hits. And essentially, that's why I mentioned the positivity, because essentially, guys are eventually going to get their numbers and be who they are. And so it's how you deal with failure in baseball. And so I feel that that culture has changed here in Anaheim. They're still making mental errors, and that will happen when you have a young team. And the defense seems to have translated a little bit with that positivity to be a little bit better. Adele has certainly picked up his defense and right. And obviously, he'll play a little bit of center. Neto's just going to get the keys to shortstop until he can figure out the hitting, and his defense has been good. And Rendon has looked much better as he struggled defensively, if anything else, staying on the field, of course, being one of them. But really, he's just throwing the ball all over the place last year, so it's nice to have him back, at least making the plays he should be. Trout has something to prove, and I feel like he's come out to prove it. And I think that the fact that Ohtani's not here and getting all the attention kind of gives the keys back to Mike. And what better guy to have that way? That was an affordable contract, even though it's over the top and he's been injured before, because the guy just brings all the facets to a baseball field that you need. His speed is incredible so far this year in his 30s. So obviously he is a fitness guru, and that body is withstanding the wear and tear of 10 seasons. Searching for the fifth hitter or the DH option, and now maybe a first base spark, is going to be the key to the offense. And I feel that they have some internal options. I mentioned Sano's exit velocity. And of course, nobody doing anything down at first base at either AA or AAA. The Hicks experiment is over. He's your fifth outfielder. Let's give the keys to Joe Adell and see what we got. So the Angels have lost some assets, and essentially you would think, well, considering that Stevenson was getting $11 million a year, and of course Silseth has gone down, and maybe Schoenwell needs to go down, how can we replace that, and what's going on in the minors? Let's get to the Angels minor report real quick. So forgive me if I'm wrong, but Bryce Teodosio, I believe is the way it's pronounced, is in AAA. What an interesting story he is. He hit 211 his senior year at Clemson, but that body certainly profiles out, and he's in his third year as the Angels signed him in 2001 as a free agent from the University of Clemson. 6'3", 220 pounds. He's off to a laser hot start in AAA at 360 with a 389, a 660 slugging, and a 1049. So he's an outfielder. He's playing right field. Considering that the Angels are throwing bodies at right field to see if they can figure it out, that guy could, especially with the DH position struggling a little bit, that guy could be a nice addition to the roster if he's just totally turned the corner. Like I said, he is a free agent signing, so the fact that he's come so far in 2 years is incredible. Obviously, Wentz and the Stevenson replacement scenario is definitely an option. He's off to a hot start with a whip under one in AAA. He's had some success at the major league level. 23 strikeouts in 16 innings pitched is really dominant. So he's missing bats down there. And considering the lower half of the bullpen is struggling in Anaheim, we could see Wance pretty soon. Travis McGregor was a second-round pick for Pittsburgh and had some Tommy John, and he profiles out nicely. He's got a whip under one in AAA as well. He has a moving parts delivery, which he since has settled down. That skinny frame is filling out. He's 23 years old. He's got long levers, which actually increases his ability for his curveball and throwing downhill, so to speak. He had a 2018 Tommy John surgery, so he has gotten his feet under him and let that stuff in that body kind of translate. He throws high 90s, 97 miles an hour, and he has a curve change combo. So maybe if that continues down there, we will see a little bit of McGregor in the back end of that bullpen and even maybe translating into a starter. He's really a two-pitch guy, so I don't see him as a starter too much at this point. Speaking of that, Bachman is still on the shelf, and he would be another guy that could maybe come to the bullpen. I just don't feel he is a major league starter, as his two-pitch combo is certainly not a three-pitch combo at this point. Other good signs, Christophoc was a guy that I mentioned on the Angels preview show is a starter. His whip is one after one start and a bullpen appearance, so he could be an interesting sixth or seventh type starter guy. Plesac's doing what he does at the AAA level. He also adds some depth and maybe a potential of a start here and there or the back end of the bullpen if he can really start missing bats. And Dana, the young righty who profiles out as a top of a rotation guy, is off to a pretty good start in AA. So not a lot of help on the way unless something goes different in the month here coming up for the Angels and moving forward, as the Angels organization has gone away from spending money on Band-Aids. Rendon has stayed healthy. The lineup is finding themselves, and Washington is building a culture. That's going to do it for the Angels preview show, as it is monthly this year, as I have to get to the NBA and the NHL finals. www.jrichsportsfusion.com is definitely the website where you can go and see archived or listen to archived sports podcasts when it comes to other sports, and I will check you out in a month. Thanks for checking in at the Angels preview/review report.